after the paragraph of V'chein Tzadikim Yir V'Yismachu, which ended off Ki Tavi HaMemshala Zadon Min Ha'aretz, which was a couple of different mafarshim, but one of them was that Memshala Zadon is the Memshala of the Yitzhahara over the world, or Malchus Romi. So once a Kadosh Baruch Hu's once the Yitzhahara is pushed aside and removed, so then V'timloch Ata Hashem Levadecha, then it will be revealed to the world the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Melech alone. In other words, he was the Melech from beginning until the end, but then it will become revealed to us. V'timloch Ata Hashem Levadecha, then it will become clear, then it will become more obvious. Now it's hidden. There's a lot of things that look like it gets in the way. It looks like there's other forces that are more in control of the world and of each individual, but then we'll realize and we'll see that that was never true. Kadosh Baruch Hu was always Melech, and then we'll see in the most obvious way that not only then, but even everything that happened until then, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Melech the whole way through. V'timloch Ata Hashem Levadecha alone, Al Koma Asecha Bahar Tzion Mishkan Kvodecha B'Shalim Ir Kodshecha. There's something interesting that I don't know if we could fully understand how it is, but when the Gula comes, there's also a center for that revelation. There's a center for where you recognize and realize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at its peak, and everything comes from there. So that's on Har Tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashras HaShechina will reside, U'Birshalayim Ir Kodshecha, and it'll be the most obvious over there, and that's like the center of his Malchus. And where do we see a source for that in the Pasuk? K'kasuv B'Divrei Kodshecha, like we see, Yimloch Hashem La'olam. So that's the proof for the beginning of the paragraph, Timloch Ata Hashem Levadecha, that there'll be a time that his Malchus would be revealed, that he's the only Melech, and that'll be forever. That's what we see in the Pasuk, Yimloch Hashem La'olam. And then, from the fact that the Pasuk continues, Elokayach Tzion L'dor V'dor, what is the word Tzion thrown over there in the middle of the Pasuk? What's the word Tzion doing there? Ah, so you see that there's a center for the Malchus of Hashem. There's a center where that is revealed the most. So Yimloch Hashem La'olam Elokayach Tzion L'dor V'dor Ha'alukah. So that's the source for why we, for the beginning of the second half of the beginning of the paragraph, Bahar Tzion Mishkan Kvodecha. We see that referred to in the pasuk Elokayach Tzion L'dor V'dor Ha'alukah. Another thing that I saw pointed out in this pasuk is like this: that yes, Yimloch Hashem La'olam, there will be a time at the Malchus, we return to the original owner, Kadosh Baruch Hu. There won't be even seemingly other forces. There'll be only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now, in the long meantime, Lador Vador, all these generations of the Galus, Hallelujah, Ka, we praise Ka, Yud Ke. In other words, we don't see the Yud Ke and the Vav Ke, which is the complete revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal say, Ein Kis O Shalim, Ein Shmo Shalim, Ad Shiyimcha Amalek, until Amalek, the forces of Ra, the option for Ra, the consideration of Ra, is removed from the world, so this Hashem's name is not complete, meaning he's not fully revealed in this world. So we can only be Hallelujah, we can only praise that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does reveal to us, that he does show the Ka, Yud Ke. So Yimloch Hashem La'olam, that time will come. But in the meantime, L'kai Tzion L'dor V'dor, for these generations, Hallelujah, just Ka. But in Mit Hashem, when Timchat Zechar Amalek, when Amalek is destroyed, when all the Ra is destroyed, so then will be Yimloch Hashem, the Yud Ke, Vav Ke. Kadosh Ata. What do you mean, Kadosh Ata? So whenever you refer to the Malachim being Kadoshim, or Tzadikim being Kadoshim, that's really just a borrowed term. Kadosh really only applies to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the only one that's Kadosh Be'etzem. And he himself is Kadosh, meaning removed, separate. Completely, we have no perception of him whatsoever, above. So whenever we apply it to Malachim, we apply it to Tzadikim, we're comparing in that they're making them removed from this world, above elements of this world, but in no way comparable really to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their Kedusha is not in their Etzem. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be mekadesh them. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekadesh us b'mitzvosa. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekadesh us, but Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, he's kadosh be'etzem. So kadosh ata. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself is atzmius, his essence. So that's hidden. His etzem is hidden. He himself is hidden, and all that we could see and all that we experience, all that's revealed, is his actions. Nora Shemecha. Whenever we refer to the Shemos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're referring to that of himself that he shows us, how he runs the world. So you have the Shemos of Hashem, you have Midas HaRachamim, and you have Midas HaDin, and every Shem of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is referring to another way in which he reveals himself within this world. It's his Shem, it's what he shows of himself to us, what we could call him, what he shows us, but it's not actually him himself. It's part of what he created. When he created the world, he created how he's going to run the world, and how he's going to reveal himself within the world through these different shemos. So that's all that we experience in Kadosh Baruch Hu. He himself is Kadosh Ata. He himself is essence we can't talk about, we can't refer to, we can't think about. V'nora Shemecha, but even his shame that he does reveal to us, that he does show us how he runs the world, even that is Nora. Even that is above. We can't fathom, we can't realize, and even that is Nora. Even Shemecha is Nora. Now, in between, sometimes we refer to the aspect of Kodesh Baruch Hu that's hidden, his essence, so to speak, that's the most removed and imperceivable. So, if you ever heard of the Eser Sfiros, the 10 Sfiros of how Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself in this world, so on the highest, sometimes we refer to that as Keter, Keter Elyon, the upper crown. This is just like a Kabbalistic term. And that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu is most hidden, from over there. And that comes all the way down, becoming more and more revealed, until you come to the bottom sphere called Malchus, where he reveals his name, the way that he runs the world, in the most and obvious way. So that's a little bit being referred to when we say Kadosh Ata, from the highest sphere, Venora Shemecha, into the lowest sphere, Ve'ein Eloka Mibala Decha. But the whole way through, there is no other power or force. Eloka from like Koach. There's no other power or force. There's nothing else in control, Mibala Decha, other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it might look like there's some other force running things, like nature or whatever it is. But there is nothing that has its own power on its own mind of its own. Really, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Koach and the ability and the life force and existence to everything. To everything, on every level. And there is no... there is no existence that has control over anything without a Kadosh Baruch Hu willing it and giving it the ability to do that. So therefore, on the whole way through, from where he's ne'alam and hidden, all the way until how he reveals himself from the Kadosh Ata to Nora Shemecha, the whole way through, Ve'ein Eloka Mibaladecha. There's a pasuk that says, Ani Rishon V'ani Achron Umibil Adai Ein Elokim. I'm first, I'm last, and we be allowed there with, besides me, in Elokim. There is no other force. So this tefillah is parallel to that pasuk. Let me bring a pasuk here. Kakasav yigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat, v'akel ha-kadosh nikdatsh b'tztaka. So in the parish Iyun tefillah, he asks, I don't understand, if we're looking for a source for the fact that there is no other force or power other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that ain't a lokim zlosecha, there is no other God. So there's so many other psukim that could have chosen throughout Tanakh. Psukim that call a Kodesh Baruch Hu Elokei Elokim, the God of all gods, meaning he's above all the other kochos. There's a pasuk that says, Mibilade ain't a lokim, other than me, there is no other lokim. Ata Hashem Elokim levadecha. So why they bring this pasuk that refers to V'yigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat? It's a very interesting choice of psukim if what they're trying to show is Ein Eloka Mibaladecha. There is no other God, there is no other force or power other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says that Iyun Tefillah, no, because right now in this paragraph we're describing the next stage in like a list, an order of how things are going to happen. And we described how the Ra is going to be removed, and the tzaddikim are going to rejoice, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be revealed in this world. But then also another stage in this entire process is the Yom HaDin HaGadol V'HaNora. And we find in the Nevi'im that they sometimes refer to and talk about this Yom Hagadol V'Hanora, Yom Boer Ke'esh, a day that's burning like fire. There's some type of a massive Yom HaDin for everybody. There's the Yom HaDin when a person passes on from this world and comes to the Shemayim and is judged. But there's also a Yom HaDin over the entire world and all of creation, everything since the beginning of Bereishis. Hayom HaGadol V'Hanora, that's one of the things that happens during one of the stages of the coming of the Geula. And that's what's being alluded to over here when we have that Hashem is revealed, V'timloch Ata Hashem Lodecha, and His Malchus is shown and revealed to all, then Kadosh Ata V'Nor Hashemecha, and then there'll be a part where V'yigba Hashem Tzvakos B'mishpat. He's going to sit on the Kisei HaDin, so to speak, and judge all of the world, and that's the Yom HaDin HaGadol. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah describes that day as, it says that Ein Gehenim La'asad Lavo. At this point, there's no Gehenim at that stage. Rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the sun out of its encasing and shines it, and for the tzaddikim bask in it, and the Rishayim are destroyed by it. Meaning, there's some type of a revelation of the truth, which in itself judges the whole world. This is what Chazal sometimes say the phrase Oy Lanu Miyom Adin. It's referring to that day. So V'yigba Hashem Tzvakos B'mishpar. On that day, Hashem is like above all, and everyone feels smaller and lower and put in their place when Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on his Kisei HaDin on that Yom HaDin HaGadol V'Hanora that we're alluding to on Rosh Hashanah, because that's also there's a Yom HaDin when we pass on from the world. There's a Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah every once a year, and then there's also this massive Yom HaDin at the end of days over the entire world, with different things where everything is taken into account. And that's being alluded to over here also. Baruch atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. So, since during these days, Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing His Malchus more in the world, because during Aseret Yemei Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hashem is judging all of the world. He's showing His Malchus over the world. So therefore, during these days, we say, instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead of saying Melech Ohed Tzedakah V'Mishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. And we're referring to His Malchus specifically during these days. Hashem says, Tamlichuni Aleichem. During these days, make me king over you. So that's what we're doing when we say HaMelech HaKadosh. We're making Him Melech over us. We're accepting His Malchus. So that's something to have in mind, that if we're switching the words right now, then have kavanah for the idea that's behind those words. He's our melech, we're making a melech over us, but he's kadosh. We have no conception of him whatsoever. He's above and beyond anything that we could fathom, and that's who our melech is. Okay, we'll pick up from over here.